Okay, boys. So today's daf is daf nun, and we're holding the fourth line from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah of yesterday. The fourth line begins lehikrivu keves baboiker v'chuli Amar Reb Shimon. Now, to really understand the next few lines as well as the Gemara, we really have to go back to the Mishnah of yesterday of Mem Tes Amud Aleph. As you'll see, that will be the basic building blocks for our Gemara for today. So returning to the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Tes, skip the first three lines, and we begin Lahikrivu Keves Baboike. You have that? Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Lahikrivu Keves Baboike. Did you have that? Lahikrivu Keves Baboike. If for some reason they didn't bring, everybody knows that you have to bring two tamidim every morning, every day. You have the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Tamid Shel Bein Haboyim. They didn't bring the Keves in the morning. The Gemara doesn't tell us, the Mishnah doesn't tell us why. We'll see with Reb Shimon momentarily. In the meantime, they didn't bring the Keves Babaike. And now it's already the afternoon. Should we bring the Keves Bein Harboim? Says the Mishnah, yes. You messed up vis-a-vis the Keves Babaike. But that doesn't mean that, you know, the world stops. You bring the Keves Bein Harboim, the one in the afternoon. Oh, Reb Shimon, not so simple. Ey Masai, this mancha you anusim. They couldn't bring the Keves Baboiker. The Mishnah doesn't tell us what the nature of the oinus is. It could be that they didn't have any Shep Salach. Or it could be, Chas V'Shalom, there was a Melchama, or whatever. And therefore they were not able to go and bring the Keves Baboiker. Or there was a Shoigig of some sort. They erred. They thought they brought it. They didn't bring it. Good. Says Reb Shimon, under those circumstances, bring the Keves Ben Haboim. Avlam Hoyu Mezin. But if they intentionally didn't bring the Keves Baboike, lo yikrivo Keves Baboike, lo yakrivo Bein Harboim, don't bring the second one in the afternoon. So if it was b'mezid, don't bring it. Okay, continuing on another two lines, says the Mishnah Vayta. Until now we spoke about the Keves Baboike. What happens in lo yiktiru ketoiris Baboike? As you know, the ketoiris, they brought a mona every day, Pras Bishachris, Pras Bein Harboim. For some reason they didn't bring that Ketoiris Baboiker. Then Yaktira Bein Harboim, then bring the one in the afternoon. Don't bring the morning one, bring the afternoon one. So this is the Tanakama, and he's consistent. Just like the Tanakama said, you didn't bring the Keves Baboiker, bring the Keves in the afternoon. You didn't bring the Ketoiris in the morning, bring the Ketoiris in the afternoon. We mean the second portion. In other words, just like the second Keves that you normally bring in the afternoon, bring it. Even though you didn't have the Keves Baboiker, say the Tanakama, bring the Ketoiris in the afternoon, that pras, even though you didn't have the Ketoiris in the morning. Om Reb Shimon, once you're bringing your Ketoiris in the afternoon, kulo hisekreva bein haboyim, then bring the entire amount. In other words, we split it, pras b'shachris, pras bein haboyim, since you didn't bring it in the morning, for whatever reason, go and bring now the entire mana in the afternoon. What's the reason why? And now the Mishnah brings in things which l'choyd have nothing to do with what we were talking about. When you install a brand new Mizbeach Hazov, whether it's at the time of the inauguration of the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash, or because the Mizbeach Hazov has now gotten worn out over time and they had to bring a brand new one. So you want to be mechanechet? You can only be mechanechet with the Ketoiris HaSamim. That's the one that's going to mechanechet. Notice it just says Ketoiris HaSamim. It doesn't say the morning Ketoiris HaSamim or the afternoon Ketoiris HaSamim. You have an Aleph here in the brackets, and that Aleph in the brackets says the Hagois Tzayin Kudishim, throw in Shel Beinu HaBoyim. The initial Mechanech Esa Mizbeach, the one that inaugurates and installs the new Mizbeach, that turns to Sam Shul Ben Haboyim. Notice that Shul Ben Haboyim is missing, and we're going to have a machloikis about that in the Gemara. Moreover, V'loy Mizbeach HaOyla, the famous Mizbeach HaChitzoin, the real big Mizbeach, you want to inaugurate a new one, Elibet Tamid Shul Shach. You have to have the morning one, not the afternoon. That's the morning one, that's the first one. So if they brought in the brand new Mizbeach midday, lunchtime, they said, Rabbi said, look, what a gorgeous Mizbeach. And everybody came, they took pictures, made selfies, and standing next to it, and all the rest, blah, blah, blah. I know you can't be all the way next to Mizbeach because you're in the Levin Amis. Yeah, you get the idea. You cannot bring any Kabbonis yet until you first bring the Tamid Shul Shachar. And if it's already the afternoon, you're going to have to wait until tomorrow. You can't start off the service of the Mizbeach Oile with a Tamid Shul Ben Abayim or with any other carbon. And similarly, you want to go and install and inaugurate the shulchan, it's got to be the first placing of the lechem upon him on the shulchan on Shabbos. You want to light the menorah for the first time? It's in the evening when it's almost shkia time, that when you go and light the menorah, that's the time that we will install and inaugurate the menorah. We're going to talk more about each one of these as we get into the Gemara, but remember, at the outset of the Mishnah, we said, if you didn't bring a kevis in the morning, bring it the one in the afternoon. One in the morning is already too late. Over zmanei batel kabanai. But bring the one in the afternoon. Reb Shimon says, only if it was an oinus or a shoygig, but if it was memezit, don't bring anything in the afternoon. Zok yet stigmat. Le'ikriba kevis baboike v'chuli. Omer Reb Shimon, were the fifth line from the top. The kula is a krevi ben haboyim by the ktoidus. They brought the entire mona, not just a pras. She mechanchen mizbeach hazob. El biktoidus is samim, because you want to be mechanach the mizbeach hazob. You need ktoidus. Frey timara, chinach man dechar shemei. How did this come in? Who's talking about chinach over here? We're talking about a regular day throughout the week. We've had these mizbeachos in service now for a long time. They're all working beautifully. No flaws, no problems, no blemishes. And all of a sudden he starts talking about Sashimon. It really depends on if it's for chinuch purposes, then you have to have Victorious Asamim, and we have the Tzayim Kudishim Zagor in the afternoon. We're not talking about chinuch. We're talking about that for some reason they didn't go and do the Ketoris in the morning. Says Reb Shimon, do the whole thing in the afternoon. What does it have to do with chinuch? Freitimar chinuch man dechar shemei. Have that come up in the whole discussion. Even though we didn't have this in the Mishnah, we're already going to insert this in the Tanakhama. And the Tanakhama is Oktazei. And we're going to start the Mishnah over again, but you'll see, if you will, radically different than the way we read it until now. Because the way we had until now, bring the kevis in the afternoon. The second one in the afternoon. If you didn't bring the kevis in the morning, don't bring the afternoon one. You didn't bring the morning one, don't bring the afternoon one. When do we say that? If the mizbeach, see, the Tanakhama is talking about chinuch, and our Mishnah, that's the chsuri machsura. The mizbeach was not nischanach yet. Brand new mizbeach. Nischanach mizbeach, if they already use this mizbeach yesterday, or already a year ago, or 20 years ago. In other words, it's already a well-established mizbeach, not a brand new one. Then even though you missed the one in the morning, Ya'akriva ben Raboim, you can go and be makriv in the afternoon. Now, although the Gemara doesn't say it crystal clearly, but we'll see this Mi'at Hashem in another few lines, the Tanakhama holds that any time you want to use a klisharis, such as the big mizbeach, hachitzoin, for the first time, the way you install it. You remember we had other Gemaras back in Zvachim that told us that in the good old days, in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, what gave them the right and the authority and legitimacy of being a klisharis in the Beis Hamikdash, that you can go and use it. So we had in last week's parsha, Vayim Shochem, that they did Meshicha, not only did the Meshicha on Ahar and Uvanov, but also on all the Kelim in the Mishkan. Okay, if you had the Shemana Mishcha, that's great. But what happens in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, there was no longer any Shemana Mishcha, because Yeshua Melech had hid it, knowing that the Chorban was never going to occur. So they didn't have the Shemana Mishcha in the second Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says, if you don't have it, then the Sheiris itself will be Mechanach. The fact that the on-the-job, not training, the on-the-job usage, the first time that using that Mizbeach or that Menorah or that Shulchan or whatever in the Beis Hamikdash, that will inaugurate it. Its Sheiris alone will instill it and infuse it with the Kedusha of the Klei Sharis. Says, the Gemara is going to tell us shortly, but it's got to be the Tomid Shul Shachar, which infuses the new Mizbeach with that Kedusha. However, if you didn't bring the Tumah Shloshacha that day, this Mizbeach no, is at the moment still unauthorized to be the Mizbeach. You're going to have to wait until the next morning. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us after Chasuri Mechsa. Again, Hachitani. If you didn't bring the morning one, don't bring the afternoon one. When? It's a brand new Mizbeach. The Chinuch has to be the Keves Harishon in the morning, the Keves HaEchad. If this is already, quote-unquote, an old Mizbeach that doesn't need a brand new inauguration, coronation, installation, etc., then you creep in a boy. Okay, you missed the one in the morning, I'm terribly sorry, but you bring the one in the afternoon, no problem. Reb Shimon, Amosai, when do you say that if you messed up? We're not talking about chinuch now, we're talking about that it's an old Mizbeach, so to speak. And what's the story with this Mizbeach? You didn't bring the morning one. You want to bring the afternoon carbon. When does the Tana Kama say you can? Amosai, when do I agree with that? Bismanchi Hanus, I show you again. That the reason why they didn't go and bring the one in the morning, there was some sort of oinus. Avamoyumazim, if these are bad Koyhanim that decide we're not going to bring the Tumah Shel Shachar, we're going to go on strike until we get better wages, etc. If you didn't bring the kevis in the morning, don't even think about bringing the one in the afternoon. The Mishnah doesn't tell us why, but the Gemara is going to tell us shortly. Reb Shimon holds we put a knas on these kohanim. If these kohanim are such bad guys that be mazed to not bring a kevis b'boiker, kohanim like you, we don't need you. Gaya Ros, out of here. We don't need you. Do not bring the carbon bin our boy.
Except for the ore, what do they lose?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Except for the skin of the ola, what are they, what type of...
Why they mazidin? They're maskilim. Unfortunately...
I'm saying, but should all of Klal Yisrael lose out?
I was going to ask that question. Even though they are bad guys, the Mizbeach Makah Chota, I was going to say, why should the Mizbeach wasn't Chota? I was going to talk about that. Anyway, now we finish off the Mishnah. If you didn't bring in the morning, but you can bring in the afternoon. Question only is, if this is a continuation of Reb Shimon, just like he says, if you didn't bring the kevis in the morning, don't bring in the afternoon. Why, if you didn't bring the ketoris in the morning, don't you bring in the afternoon? And remember, we said, according to Reb Shimon, is talking about these are bad kohanim. Since they're bad, we put a knas. You didn't bring the morning ones, don't bring the afternoon. So why doesn't the same thing apply to the ketoris? We're going to ask that question shortly. Menorah Mili. How do we know all of the halachas that we've just learned now based on the new version of our Mishnah? The Tana Rabban. V'yasakivis ha'sheni tasa bin ha'boyim. Now where is this pusik? This pusik is, we just laned it back on Shabbos in this past parsha of Parshas Tetzaveh. And it says in the pusik before this pusik, Rashi quotes the pusik before, v'zeh asher tasa al ha'mizbeach. Where is that Rashi? Okay, the Rashi b'medvar mamurim shlo nischanach ha'mizbeach. It's about 60% down the Amud, just past halfway down in the Rashi's. B'medvar mamurim shlo nischanach ha'mizbeach. The haikra b'chinuch ksiv d'chsiv le'elmine. The prior pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh, which we just learned on Shabbos. B'zeh asher tasa al ha'mizbeach. This is what you should do on the mizbeach. And now the next pasuk says v'sakeves. Oh, we're only quoting half of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk is Aleph. Esakevis o'echa tasa b'boikev, esakevis ha'sheni tasa b'naboyim. This is what you should do for the mizbeach. Akevis in the morning, kevis in the afternoon. Darsh in the Gemara. Sheni b'naboyim, v'loi rishin b'naboyim. Since we're talking about v'zash o'tasa l'mizbeach, this sounds like, or according to our Gemara, what that pasuk is really telling us is, this is the way we're going to inaugurate the new Mizbeach in terms of its service, even though there was a Mashiach's Shemen. But nevertheless, we want to go and use the Mizbeach now for the first time during the Yemei Miluim. What do we do? Sekevis ha'echad tasa boiker, and the second one in the afternoon. Sheini ben raboyim, v'loi rishin ben raboyim. If you're doing the Kabbonis for the very first time in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu and the brand new Mizbeach, make sure that the Keves Echad is Ba'boiker. Make sure that the second one is in the afternoon. If you didn't bring the first one in the morning, and now you want that the first Korban on this Mizbeach should be the afternoon tamid. No. The afternoon tamid is Bein HaBoyim. That's the second one. The first one has to be a morning carbon. And therefore, says the Gemara, don't bring your first carbon on this Mizbeach in the afternoon. The first carbon has to be a morning carbon. This is the med v'mamurim shlein ischanacha mizbeach, because we're talking about the brand new mizbeach. But once it's chanacha mizbeach, if you're ready with mechanach it yesterday or a week ago or a year ago, even the first one for that day, you could theoretically bring it in the afternoon. Now, why wouldn't you bring it in the morning? You should. So Amar Reb Shimon, I agree. But Amos, when do we say that the first carbon tumid to be brought that day can be brought in the afternoon? Bizman Shay Yanus and Meshayigan. If there was an eye, Mr. Shaygi. Abimhoyim Ezidan and Lehikrivu Kevis Baboyka Leakrivu Ben Aboyim. Forget about it. Go and tell these Kahanim Aros, we're not going to go and bring the Kevis Ben Aboyim. If it was amazing. Lake Tiro Ktoidis Baboyke. However, if they didn't bring the Ktoidis in the morning, Yak Tiro Ben Aboyim. Then you can be Makta Ben Aboyim. Frey Timora. This is your kasha before Barry. Because the kahanim are bad guys. Why is the mizbeach shildik? Why is the mizbeach guilty? After all, Klal Yisrael needs the mizbeach. The mizbeach needs the carbon. The mizbeach needs it. Amarob ochikoma leakrivu hain avalacherim yakrivu. Oh, a brand new interpretation of our Mishnah. When did Reb Shimon say that is man show you mezidin and leyakriva kevis baboyker leyakriva ben avoyim, those kohanim that were on duty in the morning of that base up, Yankel Berel and Shmerel hakohanim, they were in charge of all the kavanas in the morning. We told them bring the tumah shel shachar. Yeah, we don't believe in the tumah shel shachar, man. Yeah, forget about it. We don't say kavanas. We go straight to Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. We don't bring kavanah. Forget about it. We're not interested in the carbon tumah. Ooh, mezidin guys, and now they want to go and bring the tumah shel ben arboyim. Forget about it. Aros. They are not going to bring anything more. Others should take a bring it. Yeah. No, the Mizbech is not guilty. Klal Yisrael is not guilty of this terrible Aveira. Bring a carbon in the afternoon. But they shouldn't do it. So, Frey Timora, why don't you say the same thing with Gabbatik Toitis as well? Like Tiro Ktoitis Baboyke Yaktiru Beinar Aboyim. Why? In other words, we're allowing the same bad Koyhanim, at least in theory, to be Makd Ben Aboyim. Why would we allow them? Why don't we put the knas on them and say, arose? So Timora, Kim Dole Shchichi, Umiyasra, Chaviv Eloho V'loi Pashi. In theory, we should put a knas on these Kohanim, but it's never going to happen. You know why it's never going to happen? Because bringing the Ktoiris is a skula for Ashiras. Who wants to lose the skula of Ashiras? Everybody wants that skula of Ashiras. Therefore, that being the case, there's no need to go and put a knas. Now, why they didn't do in the morning? I don't know. Maybe they had colds, maybe they didn't feel like it.
Otherwise they would have done it.
Yeah, exactly, there was some noise, but here we're talking about there was a mezid. Because if it's a mezid, if it's an oinus or it's a shogig, we said no problem. You can even bring the first carbon that day in the afternoon. That's not a problem. It's only mezid, Reb Shimon. No. They didn't bring in the morning, send them away and bring other kehanim to bring in the afternoon. But the case of Ktoiris, the Mishnah doesn't say that.
So once in a lifetime avoda, basically.
Exactly, because they had a special pious, and it said chadoshim labakorim, something komu veifisu, that a brand new kohen should go and do the pious, not someone that was zoicha already previously, because they wanted to go and share the wealth, so to speak. And that in Shulchan Aruch it's brought that the minig of asking someone to be a sandig somehow or other also is related to the ktoiris, and therefore just like ktoiris, you don't give one koyin twice to do ktoiris, you don't give in one family the same individual to have sandig koyis twice.
So that's the ktoiris, only the one who gets rich is the first one, it's a new ktoiris, or every day?
Every day there was ktoiris, and every single day a regular koyin hedget that wanted to get it, he would have to win the lottery. There was a lottery every single day, a pious, and if he won it, he would be the one that would go and bring the ktoiris. Once he won, he was disqualified from entering into any future lotteries. L'havdil, even today, sometimes you get in the mail or you read a newspaper or whatever, that they have a special lottery, and it says, winners of prior lotteries are disqualified from entering into it a second time. Why, I don't know, but as always. Anyway, so since the winning of the Ketores was such an unbelievable day in a person's life. Can you imagine? He won the lottery and he went and brought the Ketores. He came home at night and he told his wife the wonderful news, Gevaldik, I got the school of Ashiris, we're going to become multi-millionaires. Anyway, Kimin de l'shchicha, the ma'aser, since it's not shchiach that a person should turn down the bringing that krov the sektoides, Uma Asra, and it has the school of Ashiris, Chavivilu is a gavaldi, Chavivis loipashi, you have nothing to worry about, he will not be pushy. There's a famous Rashi in Parshas Baloischa, where Rashi says, "Lahagid shvocha shalaharoin shloishina." It says in the pasuk that Haran also kasher tivu Hashem as Moshe can also Moshe Haran did it. So Rashi says, "Lahagid shvocha shalaharoin shloishina." So all the Meforshim ask, did anybody have a havamin at the Haran Koyin, the Koyin Godol? He was the shliach to give with Moshe Ben to kick Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. He's the one that spoke to Paroi, Klal Yisrael, etc. He's chasshonga be mishana kius. How could it be? So anyway, there a whole bunch of interesting pshat. Sorry?
Yeah, the same as Slavas.
The same as Slavas. He kept on doing it every single day. Yeah, many different pshat of Palpi Drush. But there's a vod chasam soifer, and the chasam soifer says that every single day you had the inyan of Hadlokas HaMenoira, and you had the Ketores, and the two were simultaneous. How do we know the two are simultaneous? The Gemara is going to go and bring a pasuk shortly. It says, "V'halas Aharnes HaNeirois Beinu Rabayim Yatirena Ketores Tamal Lefnei Hashem Lekechem." V'halas Aharnes HaNeirois, when they were when Mal HaNeirois, because you always lit the Neirois of the Menoira every day at towards the end of the day. At the same time, you brought the Ketores, these second Ketores Samim that day. Aharon HaKoyin, being the Kohen Gadol, he didn't need to win any pious. He can do whatever he wants. And Kohen Gadol worked 24 hours, 24-7, 365 days a year. He doesn't have to be part of any Beis Av. He doesn't have to be any part of any Mishmar. He has the supreme authority to do whatever he wants.
Right of first refusal.
Right of first refusal. Good. So, says Chasam Sofer, Aharon HaKoyin had every day the opportunity to either be Mavikas HaMenoira or to go and bring the Ketores. How many years was Aharon HaKoyin Koyin for the entire time of the Mishkan? How long was the Mishkan? 38, 39 years. Let's make it 40 years. Let's make it easy. And how many days do you have every single year? 365. Okay, Jewish calendar, 354. Let's make it easy again. 40 times 350. How much is 40 times 350? Anybody want to venture a guess? 14,000. Says Chasam Sofer, the bringing of the Ketores is a segula for Ashiris. The lighting of the Menoira, kiner mitzvah v'toira or, in Masechta Shabbos says, whoever is makbid on the inyan of Hadlokas Neirois, that is a segula that he's going to have children Talmidei Chacham. Aharon HaKoyin had the choice. Number one, should I go and be makbid Ketores and that'll bring Ashiris? Or should I be Mavik the Menoira, and that would be a school to have Banan Tamid Chacham? Says Chasam Sofer, Aharon HaKoyin could have said one time out of the 14,000 times, I want to go and get this school of Ashiris, let's see what it's going to bring, another few million or billion dollars. He turned it down, he says, it's more important to me that my children and my daughters should all be Tamid Chacham. That not one time in 14,000 times when he could have said, I want the Ketores and I'll let somebody else light the Menorah. He said, no, I want to light the Menorah every single day and let somebody else have the skula for the Ketores.
Did he light the Ketores in the morning? Did he walk in the
Ketores? That word only deals with this. More than that, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so. My uncle, Zchan of Racher Blazer, who used to daven here, was fourth generation Chasam Sofer. To my knowledge, he was a Yisrael. He always got Yisrael. He never got
a Yisrael.
I'm sorry?
Ben Acher Ben,
exactly. That's why his name was Schreiber, Schreiber Sofer. Yeah.
Why couldn't he do both the Ketores?
Because they were simultaneous. V'halis Aharnes and Neirois Ben Rabbaim Yatirana. As he's being mild as Neira, somebody else is doing the Ketores simultaneously. Okay, anyway, that's the Shvach Shlishina, wow. Even one time out of 14,000. It's a beautiful vart. And we continue on Zutim Moravaitim. Notice our Gemara throws in Shul Ben Arboim. We didn't have that on the Amud Aleph. The Tzayin Kudushim threw that in. El Bekturis Hashamim Shul Ben Arboim. V'atani, but I have a price that said Bekturis Hashamim Shul Shachar. If you want to be mechanech the Mizbeach Azov, that's the small Mizbeach inside the Heichel, you want to be mechanech it for the first time, we have now Machlokes. Our Mishnah says, Keturis Hashamim Shul Ben Arboim. You first have to bring the afternoon Keturis. Why would that be? Why wouldn't it be the morning Keturis?
Yeah.
We'll see Mitchum in a moment what the basis of that view is. But the Bryce, in fact, says, Keturis Hashamim Shul Shachar. Just like the Oilas Tomen Shul Shachar is the mechanech of the Mizbeach Hachitzoin, the Keturis Hashamim Shul Shachar is the mechanech of the Mizbeach Hapanimi. Is the Chastira our Mishnah that Bryce? Tonight, it's a Machlokes tonight. Omer Abay Mistavr Kiman Kiman Shnemar
Kiman
Diomer El Chor, it should be a dollar, no? Or maybe Kamisha Kosev.
I have a dollar.
You do have a dollar?
Yeah.
Well, I have a Chof Mem Shin, so we should talk to the diamond. You should go and get a refund. Okay. So Mistavr Kiman Diomer Bektoides Hasamish Lobein Arboim. Why is it Mistavr? Tachsiv Ba'boiker Ba'boiker Ve'tivoy Es Haneirois Yakti Rana. Every single morning, Beitivoy Saneris means that they were cleaning out the Menorah. In other words, the Menorah had the all at night, the entire, all of the Neiris lit the whole night. And now in the morning, you have to go and clean it out from the residue, from whatever, the wicks and whatever, Shem and etc. And at that time in the morning, after, that's when they used to go and do the Ketaris. So now let me ask you, why didn't be made to the Menorah? It must be because they lit the Menorah the night before. So Ilav, the Ovad Hadloka Meurta, if it wasn't for the fact that they did Havloka on the night before, the late afternoon, the evening, then Hatov Bitzafra Mehecha, why would he be made to the Menorah in the morning? Mustach sign that they already started for the first time using Menorah in the evening. Ah, and therefore, says the Gemara, since the same Pasuk talks about the Hetivu Esaneris Yakti Rena, this is already the second step, so to speak, in the Menorah. We lit the Menorah the night before, and now we're being made of it in the morning. Similarly, we already brought the Ketoris Hasamim the night before, and now we're bringing the second one in the morning. Is the Hasimim Mistav like the Mandi Omar, that the very first time that they brought the Ketoris was at the time that they lit the Menorah, which was in the afternoon. So that was the first time that they installed the new Mizbeach HaZohav, the Klein Chigim Mizbeach, and the second time that they used it was already the next morning. Ulamandi Yama, the one that holds guitar, says, Shel Shachar, Gom Mizbeach Oila. He says, I'm going to go learn it, a Hekish Mizbeach Oila, or Mamad Sinu. Ma'ala Allah Matamashu Shachar, like we said before from the previous Pasuk, Vze Shatas al Mizbeach, it's got to be the Sheini and not the Rishon, etc., the previous Pasuk. Ma'ala Matamashu Shachar, Avkan Victoria Samim Shel Shachar. So we have a machloikis when it comes to the Mizbeach Hapanimi. Right. And the Mishnah continues on the last Shulchan El Bulechem upon him b'Shabbos, and then we finish off last Hamanoira El B'Shivan Eirisa. L'chayr, those two are totally irrelevant for purpose of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is only addressing the issue of if you didn't go and bring the Kevis Tomit Shul Shachar, what do you do? Or if you didn't go and do the Ketoris Hasamin Shul Shachar, what do you do? Mishnah doesn't talk about Shulchan, doesn't talk about Noira. Zok Timora, place a Shulchan El Bulechem upon him b'Shabbos El B'Choyl Ichnuchay. Who deloy mechanech hakedusha mikdash? Sounds like from our Mishnah, since we're now talking about chinuch, remember about inaugurating and using for the first time the shulchan hachitza, not the shulchan, the mizbeach hachitza, mizbeach hapanimi, and now we're extending that to the shulchan, and we're saying by the shulchan there too, the first time you use the shulchan has got to be lechem upon a b'shabbos. Is a chmashma that if it's not the first time, it's the second time, or the 20th time, or it's 5 years later, hakdush and mikdush, then you can go and use it even by installing the lechem upon him on Tuesday, or on Sunday, or on Wednesday. Pray tomorrow. That's not true. The only time you can put the new lechem upon him has got to be on Shabbos. Shabbos was the weekly rotation. You took off the old lechem upon him, and you put on immediately the new lechem upon him. So it sounds like, over here, no, gabi hilchis chinuch, there's some sort of hakpoda the first time on Shabbos. It's not true. Every week throughout the entire time that the Beis Hamikdash was standing, you always did it on Shabbos. Everything more, you're right. He go for kamashmalan. What the Mishnah is going to tell us is the chinuch, the kiddush to shulchan, b'Shabbos, so that in fact, not only the first time, But every time you use the shulchan for placing the lechem upon him, it was always on Shabbos. Where do we take this from? Kiriktani Sefer, like the Mishnah continues. V'leyasam menoyra el b'shimenayir se'a b'enu ha'boyim. And just like the menoyra was every single day of the year, that's when they were madlik menoyra samach le'erev. Oh, that's on Sundays and on Mondays and on Shabbos. So the chinuch, as well as the kiddush of the menoyra. Rashi points out, in truth, the menoyra doesn't have a din of that it's Maktish or Makadish, whatever you put on it. And you put a carbon on top of the Mizbech, or you go and put your Mincha in a Klishores. All of those are all Maktish. They go and give Kedusha, the infused Kedusha, and whatever you give. By Menorah, you don't have that Inyan, and therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is just like by Menorah, there's no difference between Chinuch and Kiddush, because there really is no Hilchos Kiddush, so to speak, by Menorah. So therefore, the same thing will apply to the Shulchan, that the Chinuch and the Kiddush are exactly the same. It's got to be done on Shabbos and not during the week. Finally, the Gemara, now that we've explained the whole Mishnah, now we bring a Braisa, which deals with the halacha of Ketoiris, which is not brought b'choiva, but is brought b'nedava, either by a yachid or by the tzibur, either on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin or the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's what the Braisa addresses. Tana Rabban. Zeu Ketoiris she'olzo liyachid al Mizbeach HaChitzayin. This braisa starts off kind of in the middle of a sentence or in the middle of a paragraph, because it says, "So this is the k'toyres that was oil liyachar al mizbeach achitzayin." What are you talking about? This is the k'toyres. You never had k'toyres brought by a yachid, right, and you didn't bring it on the mizbeach achitzayin. If you will, you have two strikes. What are the two strikes? Number one, it's the tzibur that brings ketores. And number two, you go and bring it in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, not the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. But it did happen once in history, as we'll see in a moment, really 12 times in history, that the ketores was brought by a yachid on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. But don't learn anything from that, because that was a Rosh Shoisa. Great Timur Heicha. Now tell me what's the answer to solve the mystery. Amra Papa Ben Issiyam. The Nesiyim from Rish Chodesh Nissan for the next 12 days. We started off the first day, Nachshaman Minodov, and then all the 12 Nesiyim. Every one of those days, they brought Ketoiris on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. How do I know? Where does it say that? Says Rashi, don't you remember the Pasuk that we always lain by the Nesiyim in Parashas Nosai, on Chanukah, in Arbis Medish, also in the beginning of Chodesh Nissan? Kafachas Asora Zohov Maleya Ketoiris. So it says Kafachas, one of the things that the Nesiyim donated to the Beis Hamikdash was, or to the Mishkan, a kaf, a very large spoon, asara zohav, malia ketores, full of ketores. Now what did you do with that ketores? Then they just put it in some sort of collection bin or a storage? No. They brought it that day. Where did they bring it that day? On the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. But don't learn from this for future generations. This was a one-time thing, a Rosh Hashanah. Very good. So what do I am going to be make now? Two diukim, two inferences. Diuk number one. It sounds like that a yochid cannot go and be menadev. He cannot go and bring a ketoides nedova on the mizbeach achitzay. But some mash on the mizbeach apanimi he could, because that's the lashon of the brayse. So ketoides also the yochid on the mizbeach achitzayin, mash on the mizbeach achitzayin. That's a rosh. Sure, you can't do that for all generations. But maybe in the mizbeach apanimi you can. V'suan, I'll make another inference. Al mizbeach achitzayin yochid hu deloy. When it comes to the achitzayin, the yochid can't do it except for the nesiim. Ha tzibur mekarvu. It's mash, but the tzibur could be makrav on the mizbeach achitzayin. Really? But Tanya have a braisa. And this braisa is going to go and say, no. The only time you have ketores is the tzibur on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. When you're talking about a yochid, he never brings ketores, neither on the Mizbeach HaChitzay, nor on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And even the tzibur only brings when it's a choiva, they cannot bring it bin nidofa. How do I know that? But Tanya have a braisa. Yochel yeh yochel misnadev umeivi ki yoytze ba nedova I might have thought that just like a yochid can bring, for instance, a carbon eitz in benedava, he can bring a carbon shem in benedava, he can go and bring wine as an adava, maybe he can go and bring ketores as well as an adava. The Kariani, in fact, I would say about such a yochid, that if he says, I want to be menadev for the Mizbeach Ketores, I might be frum about it and say, you got to bring it. Moitziv Sasecha Tishma Vasi. So once he says, I'm being Menadim, giving Ketores for the Mizbeach, maybe you have to allow him to do it. Otherwise, Chas V'Sholem, he'll be a shakran. He'll be a liar. Tam Eloyim, I'm very sorry. The Torah says very, very pointedly, Loisalu Olav Ketores Zora. You cannot go and bring Ketores Zora. Ketores Zora means a Ketores which is not mandatory. Anything which is not mandatory is considered to be Zora, strange. So tomorrow, Yochel lo yeh yochid mevi, she'en mevi chayvasa ki yoytziba. Okay, a yochid cannot. Maybe the reason why is because he doesn't have a chayva of Ketores. So since he doesn't have a chayva, he doesn't have nedak. However, maybe our tzibur, yeh mevi. Maybe if the tzibur wants to bring one day an extra nedava, we would allow for it. Why should maybe choiva ki yoytzeba? Because they do have the choiva every single day, morning and afternoon. Tam loimer loisalu, says Rashi, loisalu is a lashon rabin. Nobody, not just the yochel loisalu, even the rabin, the tzibur, yochel yalom is beach apanimi. Aviyalom is beach achitzayin. Okay, mizbeach apanimi. It says in the pasuk loisalu olav means on this mizbeach apanimi. Don't put ketores zara. But maybe in the mizbeach achitzayin, maybe you can. Tam aloyim. It says in the pasuk es shemen hamishcha v'es ketores hasamim lakoidish kecholash etzvisicha yasu. What's this bringing together? Shemen hamishcha ketores hasamim kecholash etzvisicha. The only thing that you do with the Shemen and Mishkan Ketores Hasamim is what I have instructed you. Whatever I've instructed, that's what you should do. Don't do anything else with Ketores. So therefore, if the Tzibur one day wakes up and says, you know, we want to score a home run by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, let's bring extra Ketores today. No such thing. Only Kecholei Shebitzicha, yes. Very good. Good, beautiful. So bottom line is, Vozok Timur, did they bring Toyotas or they brought Eish? They brought their own Eitzim to come do Eish. Eish Mene Shemaim, and they brought their own Eish. Okay, Manishav Yes. Bottom line, Zukti Mara. So what do I see from this lengthy brisa which we just went through? That both a Yochid and a Tzibur never bring a carbon nedava of Ketores, neither on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, nor on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. But the first brisa that we brought didn't sound like that. First brisa says that a Yochid cannot bring in the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. The only time we have in history by Nesiim. Otherwise, no Yochid on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. And we were Medayik. So the Yochid can't bring the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, but he could bring the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the Yochid can't bring it, but maybe the Tzibur could bring it on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. Or maybe the Mizbeach HaPnimi at least. But this price that we just brought now said, no, under no circumstances. Loisalu Olav Ketores Zara, neither the Yochid nor the Rabbim, neither on the Mizbeach HaPnimi nor on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. Amra Papa, you're 100% right. Let me buy you, Amra. The first brisa that we quoted that said Yochid, don't even think about bringing your ketores on the mizbeach achitzon like the Nesiim did. Let me buy you, Amra. Let me buy you, Tzibur on the mizbeach achitzon deloy widely ashkechon. The Tzibur should not even consider bringing a separate ketores and the dova on their own. The ashkechon we never found bringing on the mizbeach achitzon. Let me buy you, Yochid on the mizbeach hapanimi deloy ashkechon. Also, the Yochid should not bring it because I never find that the Yochid brings Ketores even on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So not only in those cases, which are a Dover Pashut, Elafili Yochid on Mizbeach HaChitzayin, that what the Ashkham ben Asiyim, that the historically we do find a Makar for a Yochid bringing the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, so maybe nowadays, in other words, Bizman HaMishkon of Bizmidish Kayim, maybe Yochid could bring it on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. So that's why the Brice have to say, "Hey, Rosh Hashanah, I'm very sorry. You're right. It did happen in history, but that was a special Rosh Hashanah that you cannot learn l'dayrais." So, bottom line is, the Gemara concludes. In fact, there is no such thing as ketores nedava, neither by Yochid nor by Tzibur, neither panim mizbeach panimi nor mizbeach achitzayin. The only ketores that you can bring is the choiva on the mizbeach panimi, machtsisa b'moike, machtsisa b'arv.
I thought in the museum when they donated the Ketores,
yeah,
it went into the communal storage, and it was
maybe there's another Gemara to that nature, but our Gemara says very clearly
I don't have any source of that. Just my impression was like, why would I mean they're donating all these kalim also?
Mm-hmm.
They're not using them personally in the base. I mean, just they're giving them to the Kohanim for the use of the Tzibur. So you know, I thought so too. The material there, you also it's a communal donation.
Yeah, it makes sense. But you see from our Gemara that in fact they brought the Ketores.
Right, and they had a beautiful smell all over.
The cows didn't need any perfume.
Right, so exactly.
And the goats sneezed.
Exactly. Okay. Zok the Mishnah Vayten. Next Mishnah, very simple. We all know that there's the halacha of the Chavite Koyen Godel. What's the Chavite Koyen Godel? The Torah tells us that every single day of the year the Koyen Godel had to bring me beis soy from his own funds. He had to go and bring a korban minchas machvas. Now, what means a machvas? Of course, we've had in the past. That's the frying pan, not the deep marcheshes. And the Koyen Godel had to bring this every day of the year. He would go and bring in a certain amount every single morning. How much was that amount? It was an isoroin. And after he brought in the isoroin, they would go and split it into two. Chatzi isoroin in the morning and chatzi isoroin in the afternoon. We'll see the psukim shortly quoted in the Gemara. And this is a thing that once a Kohen Gadol became Kohen Gadol, he did it for the rest of his life every single day. The Mishnah and the Gemara today do not address the fact that a Kohen Hedjit also brought the what we call the Minchas Chavitin, but only once in his life, on the day of his inauguration, when he started doing the first time Avoida. It could happen, of course, if this Kohen Hedjit was eventually elevated to the status of Kohen Gadol, years later, he could go and start bringing the Chavitim at that time again. However, as a plain Kohen Hedjit, you only brought it one time on that first day. So now the Mishnah tells us, Chavita Kohen Gadol hoyu boin chatzoin. It's not that you can go and bring a chatzi isorin in the morning, go home, and then bring a chatzi isorin in the afternoon. Ela maybe isorin sholem. You bring the full isorin in the morning, and you give it to the kahanim, or he himself, and you split it up into two chatzi esorinim. Wasn't that difficult, because they had a special kli yovesh, a kli das midas yovesh, of chatzi isorin. So he took the whole isorin, and he poured it into there, and once it reached the half point, that was for the morning, and the other half would be for the afternoon, or vice versa. So you split it up.
Levona,
I'm not sure. Maybe the Gemara will address it.
Water, mine.
Water for sure.
Yes.
Ella, maybe sorin shalim mechaytzei. You go and split it up in half. Now, makar mechze b'voike, mechze b'in arboin. Half in the morning, and then half in the afternoon. Now, what happened? Chas v'shalim. That the Kohen, and referring here to the Kohen Gadol, Shemevi Mechzeshachas, he brought the first half in the morning, waiting and expecting to bring the second half in the afternoon. Umesen Rachmon Litzlan, he had cardiac arrest, and he passed away, or Nebuch a traffic accident, and Nishdu. Umina Kohen Achetachtim, and quickly they went and the Umana, a second Kohen Gadol, to take over, a successor. So now it's the afternoon, and you gotta go and bring that second half of the Chavitin, of the Chavitin Kohen Gadol. What should you do? Number one, lo yovi chatzi yisorin mibeis. He should not go and bring a half an yisorin from his bayis. Nor veloi chatzi esorin yishol rishon. He shouldn't use the leftover chatzi yisorin, which was still there in the refrigerator or wherever it was in the Azara. Don't use that one, and don't use a brand new chatzi isorin. Ella, but rather, what should the new Kohen Gadol do? Maybe isorin sholem, he should bring the first full, complete isorin, just like his predecessor did in the morning, and like they did every single day of the year. Bring a full isorin. V'chotzeu, and now split it down the middle. Makrev mechze, he'll bring half of that isorin. And the other mechza will not be used. It will be lost, so to speak. Nimtzu. And therefore, what we're going to have is a very interesting situation, that if you add up all the chatzi esrayim, there are four altogether, two of the first Kohen Gadol, who ultimately passed away, two of the successor, two of the four will be used.
And two will go
Beis Yisrael. And that's what the Mishnah says. Nimtzu shnei chatzoyin kreivim. One chutzi of the first Kohen Gadol. One chutzi of the second Kohen Gadol. Shnei chatzoyin. And the other two chatzis. Oivs, and unfortunately, they have to go into the Beis Yisrael. What's the reason why? Sorry?
I don't need the Mishnah to tell me. I can figure it out myself.
Why? How can you figure it out yourself?
I would say bring the other coins here.
Half. He only is makrif half.
Right.
Then there is a leftover of half.
And what's the Sharis is possible?
From the afternoon, there is a half that remained from the morning.
Right.
This is obvious from the ratio. The Sefer doesn't have to inform me. It's extra.
And you understand? The Mishnah certainly didn't have to do the adding up the 2 plus the 2, for sure. But the Mishnah did have to tell us that the second Kohen Gadol cannot go and be the successor to the first Kohen Gadol. And that left it. Because I would say it's Baal Tashchis. What's
exactly,
going on?
Exactly.
I have a Chatzis.
Torah's Chassam Moshe Yisro.
Exactly.
Too.
Right? So we have this full half in Yisorin in the Kli, which was written in Skadish in the morning. It's in Kabbalah. And then we're going to throw it away. We're not going to throw it out in the garbage, but we're going to go and burn it. So why should he have to go and bring a brand new one? Okay, fine. Somehow it's exerts the cost, we'll see in the impossible. But maybe he shouldn't have to bring a full Isan, because after all, he's only going to go and be makrif half of it. Again, it's Baal Tashchis. Why should he bring a whole one? So to Mishnah, azay is this, as much as we bleed for the fact that we're going to lose those two, but that's the halacha. Two chatzoim are going to be makrif, the first from the first, and the second from the second, and two of them will go li'ibud. Now, of course, the obvious question is, where do you take this from? Turn about. Even then, if we're saying the pasuk mincha machtzis, maybe chatzon chatzi isar mi base shachris or makriv chatzi isar mi base arvis or makriv. I mean, since we know that the Kohen Gadol only has to go and bring the half isar in the morning, and he has to bring the half isar in the afternoon, I would say, why should he bring the first total isar in the morning? Let him split it up. In the morning he'll bring the half, and the afternoon he'll bring the half. If it would take a say mincha machtzis, that could very well have been the halacha. However, it doesn't say machtzis, but tamalim machtzisa ba'boiker or machtzisa ba'arev. Where is this pasuk? It's ois gimel tera ar. Ze karben ar nuvana v'shi akrivu l'Hashem b'myoim himoshech oisai. Asirus ha'efa soiles mincha tamid. Always an asirus ha'efa. That's the isarayim. Machtzisa ba'boiker machtzisa ba'arev. What do I learn from machtzisa? That extra hay, the extra hay comes to tell you, half of that asira so'efa. In other words, had it just said, soilis mincha tomid, machtis v'boike, machtis v'orev, the Kohen Gadol could bring in a half in the morning, half in the afternoon. But since it's a machtisa, that means machtis of what we previously discussed in the pasuk, which is the asira so'efa, so you have to bring in the entire asira so'efa. Once you bring it in, machtisa, half of it will be used in the morning, and half of it will be used in the afternoon. It's not that we just have an extra hay. But the definition of the word machtzisa means machtzis of the previous noun that we were talking about. What did we previously talk about? We spoke about the Isar and the Asir Saifa. Half of that. Well, what do you mean half? I only brought in half. No, you bring the whole thing. Half of that I brought in, the Gansi Isarin. Half I bring in the morning, half in the afternoon. So that's a very straightforward limud. Tamaloyim machtzisa boike machtzisa ba'arav. Therefore, I learned from that mechtza misholim hu makrif. You go and take half of the sholim. Okay, so to tell me in detail, maybe sir and sholim. Every morning he brings a gansi sir. V'chaytseyu, and in the Azorah we split in half. Now what happens, not that the Kohen Gadol passed away, not that there was a problem in the Gavra, there was a problem in the Chavtza. What was the problem in the Chavtza? That the second chatzi yisorin nitma mechza shol ben aboyim. For some reason, they didn't put it away carefully, or they did, and somehow or other, and a veiler came, a dead sheretz came, a koyin that was unfortunately became tome because he was a balkeri. Whatever the situation, doesn't matter. The point is that mechza got tome. Or they can't find it. Where is it? I put it specially in that place. How many times that happens to us on a daily basis? I put something away. I can't find it. Where did I put it? You open up every single drawer, every closet, you look, and you call, and you're done. And, right? And you ask your wife, Sprinzer, did you see it? Since it's missing, we should bring now a new chatzi isorin li beisei arvis li yakrif. Tamaloy man nochamu. Machtziso baboyk, machtziso baorev. What is he going to have to do in the afternoon since we lost that second chatzi isarin again? Okay, so maybe isarin shalom ibeisai. It brings a brand new full full isan. Vechoytzeu in the azara umakir mechta umechta avay. And Nochemul, the Brisa told us the same thing we have in the Mishnah. Nimtzu shnei chatzoin kreven. Two chatzoin will be brought. The one that he brought in the morning and the one from the afternoon. Shnei chatzoin oivdin. The one that was tummy from the morning or was lost is taka oivdin. It's taka lost. Right. And the second one in the afternoon is also goes liibud again on the base of sreifa. And now we're going to repeat the same halacha from our Mishnah. The Brice is just repeating it. Koyin Gadol shehikra mechta shachas umeisen nebuchi passed away. Umino achat tachtam, and we have a brand new Koyin Gadol. Yochel yovi chitzonim yaitzay, I would think he just, al tashkas, just bring another chatzi yisonim beis. Or, chatzi yisonim shal rishon, just use the one that's left over from the predecessor Koyin Gadol. Tachtam aloyim machtzisa, ba'orev, mechta mishalim hu maybe umakrib. And again, hokeitzat, maybe yisonim shal michoitzay, you have to bring a brand new fully sarin, split it down the middle, makrev is going to go and be makrev mechza, and mechza is going to be oved, half will use, half it again goes to basis reifa, nimtzu, nochem, ushnei chatzon, oivdim, ushnei chatzon, kreid. So we've had this repeated now, altogether three times, once in the Mishnah, twice in the Brisa. Toni tana kamed Reb Nachman, mechza rishon, mechza sheni, t'uba tzerosan, v'yeitzu lebeisas reifa. What does that mean? The mechzerishin that was left over from the morning. Lamashal, let's go and talk about the Kohen Gadol Shemais. He left over mechzerishin from the morning. And the mechzersheni from the second Kohen Gadol. You don't just go and put it immediately on the basis reifa. Right. But t'uba tzerosan, you wait until the next morning when it would have the status of being possible lina, like noiser. And once that becomes totally possible, then yaitzel basis reifa. So don't go and burn it immediately. Wait until the next day. That's what the Tana said, what the Talmud of Rav Nachman said from this price in front of Rav Nachman. Only Rav Nachman says to him, I don't really understand. I can understand why the first mechza that was left over in the morning, that became nidche as a result of the ptira of the Kohen Gadol, or it became tamei. So then I can understand when the Kohen Gadol in the afternoon, whether it was the first Kohen Gadol and he had to go and bring because the first one got tame, or it's a new Kohen Gadol and he's bringing a brand new Isarn, we all know the fate of that second half. That second half, therefore, really never got infused with any type of Kedusha, because we knew that it was going to be, if you will, discarded eventually. That being the case, what does it even need a basis reifa for? We should just be able to go and put it into the refuse bin.
Well, went into a klisharish.
Did it?
Yes.
Did it? Yeah, you
brought the whole thing.
No, you brought a holy saron, but you didn't bekash the holy saron. You mekadish and the chetzi saron, the kli lach, kli yavesh. You mekadish the flour in that, but the other flour might be remaining in his Tupperware, in his plastic kli.
And if I'm not mistaken, we had a Mishnah earlier that a midas yavesh is not mekadish at all, but rather you have to go and put it from there into a mizrak, into another kli.
Sure.
I don't think a midas yavesh is makdish at all, right? Should we look back in the beginning of the Masechta? You trust me. Anyway, but bottom line here, it's good.
There was no.
We had it either in Zvachim or Menachos, so we didn't.
Good.
Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so why did you even need to go and burn it on the basis of reifa? L'chaira, you can put it in the refuse bin, put it into a nice plastic, and maybe two plastics
compost
together. It should be make it compost. And the point is that why did you go and automatically say tu b'tzurasin, you to basis reifa? I mean, we knew from the very outset we're not going to go and use it. So the one from the morning was nebuch nidchid. We had prepared it all nicely with nice ribbons, and we were ready to go and be makrevit, and unfortunately got tamei, the Kohen Gadol passed away. But the second one never was destined to be on the Mizbeach in the first place. So what's the problem? Ever the Gemara, I'll explain to you why. Says the Gemara, tuturutzim. Zot Gemara, the Amal Chomani, who's the Tana of that Braisa that the Talmud was quoting in front of Nachman? Tana vira amamaravuhu, the Amal Afilu Pigul, Ta'un Ibad Surah. Even something like pigul, which is really, really, Rashi says, it's psug chomor.
It's not
exactly. It's really, really the heavy duty puzzle. Nevertheless, you have to wait for Ibitsura. He holds it that's a din kola terikula. Where does he take it from? Toises, the second toises before the end, says he learns it ovein minoisa. Because by noisa it says that you have to go and burn it in the morning after it becomes noisa. Right. And there it uses the term ovein.
Krom Pesach.
He talks about Om Beinoisa and says, Oven also the Gabi the Alocha of Tegel. The two psukim we have, remember, is in Parashas Tzav and the Parashas Kedoshim, right? One's the shorter one, one's the long one. Anyway, but the point is with an oven, oven. Noisa, by definition, you have to wait until... The word imitsura means you have to wait until the next morning after the lina. Literally, of course, imitsura means that it's already becoming kind of rotten. Imitsura, that the tzura is changing. But that's only a metaphor. It doesn't mean literally. It just means that the kedusha has changed. Till now, this was niskadish, that's kodshim, and now Nebuchad has to be burned because it's rotted by the fact that it became noiser. So here, too, we say the same thing, the gabe, the pigle. Even though the pigle is already, it's a pigle, if you eat it, chasim, you get karis, radioactive. Nevertheless, this mandiyama holds, you always have to wait overnight, and from that, says Rashi, you learn, says Toises, maybe you learn all other kabbanas as well, they all are toying ibatsura. Ravashi Omar, Afilatim Rabbanan, even go to Rabbanan. Even to be in the Pal Gibahu. Iboy Hai Makrev, Mechsuchozu. You said that when he brings in the Soren Sholim Nuchmitik, then only half of it is going to be destined for Akrova, and the other half not. So therefore, the other half doesn't get infused with any Kedushas going to yet. You have a good point. However, since until they select which half will be brought, theoretically, either half could be brought. It's already inducted, so to speak, on the path of potential kedushas carbon. That's already enough for our purposes that you're not going to go and burn it immediately. You're going to wait until after Ibitur. Okay, so we spoke about the Chavita Kohen Gadol, and the focus until now has been how you bring it in the morning, in the afternoon, the Kohen Gadol passes away. Now we're going to talk about other details. Itmar, Chavita Kohen Gadol, Ketzed Oysen Oysen. How did you prepare it in terms of, it's not a carbon minchas soles, L'choyre we're talking about a minchas machvas, but as we'll see in the Gemara, not so simple. Rabbi Barabba Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Oyfe v'achkach mitagna, Rabbi Asi Omer Rabbi Chanina, mitagna v'achkach oyfe. They both hold that you have to do a double process regarding the Chavita Kohen Gadol. What's the double process? One is a machvas, and the one is an afir. Now, where do you take this from, that they're in fact two separate processes? It says Rashi, because it says in the Pasuk that he brings a machvas, and then it says, murbeches bashemen te'ase. Murbeches. Murbeches has that sound of being fried in the machvas. You have the machvas, and it also says murbeches. So you have now two processes. Question is, how do those work? Says the Gemara, since it says in the word tufine minchas pitim reich nichoyach. For those of you that have again the Torah or hashalem and ois dalit, you had al machvas bashemen. Talking about the chavitin. If you want to go back to the prior pasuk, these are two psukim back to back. In pasuk gimel, ze carbon aron avon of shakriv lashem biyem imosha choyse asir so eif asoydes mincha tamid machzisa boi machzisa ba'arev. How do you prepare it? Al machvas b'shem and tiyos. It should be made by machvas, like a frying pan. Murbeches to Vienna. Tufine minchas pitim takareich nichoich l'Hashem. Now the word tufine has that sound of afia, a bait. The machvas murbeches sounds like it's b'shem and tiyos, that it's fried. So make up your mind. Is it fried? Is it bait? Is it bait? Is it fried? And the Gemara says, it's both. Only question is, what is the order? Did the afia come first, or did the frying come first? And that's machlokes between these two man. The amrim, again.
Once you fry it, can you bake it?
I don't know if you how it works.
Bake it, but it doesn't It's not going to be.
It won't rise to the occasion.
It can't be humped anyway.
Exactly, it'll be about 15
minutes, but you get.
Okay, try it out one day. Come on, go home and see how it works.
It's like matzah bread. You take matzah and you fry it.
Oh, so
right,
that was
right.
That's baked and then you fry it.
Right.
So you fry
it
and then you bake it.
No, but if you fry it first and you bake it, reverse matzah bread.
I don't know. Exactly, it's reverse. I don't know.
Try it out.
They can fry it. I know people do that. Okay.
Okay. That's gebracht.
Yeah. Well, gebracht. This
gebracht is you put in soup. That's the dry.
Okay, so let's continue on. So Rabbi Bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan Oif v'Yachach Metagna. First you go and bake and then you go and fry. Rabbi Omer Chanina Metagna V'Yachach Oif. Now, where did this take from? Omer Rabbi Rabba. That's the same Rabbi Rabba that said Oif v'Yachach Metagna. Kavosi didi mistava. I think that I'm right, because it said in the Pasuk Tufine, and the Gemara dashes the word Tufine as if you split it up into two words. Tuf is from a Lashon Afia, Tiafena, and Ni is from a Lashon of Noah. You should bake it Noah. The winds bake it Noah. If you're first going to go and... If you're first going to go and fry it, and then you're going to go and bake it, it's already going to become dark from the frying. For only those of you that like, for instance, French fries, you take these nice white slivers of potato, nice and white, you put it into the shemen, you let it go and fry for 5 or 10 or 20 minutes, whatever it happens to be, and when you take them out, notice they're not going to be white anymore. It's going to be brown, and if you leave it too long, it's going to be black. So it won't have that beautiful white shine any longer. Ah, so that's why b'shas yafia, it should be nor, so it's on shine. After that, you'll be metak. I think I'm right. Because the word tufina is Rosh Tevis, not teyafena no'ah, but teyafena no'ah. And this word no'ah is a borrowed term. We borrow it from the case of Korban Pesach. What means no'ah? Many people think it means raw, but Rashi in Chumash says, and we have the Masechta Pesachim, it means partially cooked. Toichel mimenu no'ah. What means partially cooked? Like those people that like presumably medium rare, where the all the juices and all the bloodiness and whatever, I don't know if it's blood, but whatever, is still coming out of the meat when they eat it. So cannot be semi-raw, it's got to be at least abyssal gekocht. Anyway, getting back, in the case of Korban Pesach, it means, no, don't eat it medium rare. But it should be well, and that should be well done. Here what the Gemara is telling us is, that by the time you're doing the afia, it's already a shtikula cooked. It's not raw, brand new dough that you're putting in raw into the oven, but it's already, no, it's already been previously cooked. How is it cooked? Through the frying process. It's the chasim, and the frying comes prior to the baking. So Timura, this is not a machlokes only of these amirayim, Reb Chiya bar Abba, Reb Yochanan, and Reb Asi, Reb Chanina, but Rabbi Ketanoi machlokes tanoi. Tufine, teyafena, no, that was the second view, that when you go and bake it, it should already be previously ashtikla cooked, in other words, fried first. Rabbi Oyim, teyafena, no, oh, no, the afia comes first. And now, yovi hakosu v'ashlishi v'achriya v'neim, Rabbi Oyim, teyafena, teyafena, rabba isle, or teyafena, rabba. Now, what does that mean? Isle, no, be isle, no, oh. So Rashi says, teyafena, rabba, Rashi has three pshatim, but the first pshat says, rabba means, Afiois harbe, oife, umetagna, voife. You do all three. First, you go and bake it the first time. When you bake it the first time, it'll be now tufine no'ah. Beautiful. First time bake. After that, metagna, you're going to go and fry it. And then you're going to go and do a second baking. So by the time you do the second baking, it's already been partially cooked. So you already have the benefit of the tufine no. That it's not raw, but it's already previously cooked.
Speaking of one's eating this, because this is pretty hard.
So therefore, afia, that's the first pshat Rashi. And the Rashi explains three pshatim of the, if you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, tefena rabba, rabba from hafiyas harbe, right? Oifa, tagna, oifa. Islay no. Umishimochi, oifa, achar, tigun. First do the tigun, so that you have the no, that it was partially cooked. The islay no, oh. Umishimochi, oifa, tchila. That's why you have the oifa, lechatchila. You start off with an afia. Lishnachrina, Rabba gedoyl umurkas v'daka. Did you go and make it very, very, very thin, almost like a large pizza? That it's very, very, very thin. The dough, not something thick in the machvas, have this huge machvas, and it should spread from end to end. V'zohanoye, that's going to be so nice. It's so thin, and so everybody look at, wow, she. Isle mitag v'tchil v'yakach oifa. Okay, lishnachren the next one. Ti offer rakko, not ti offer rabba, no rakko. Shirachachena b'shemen. You should put in a lot of shemen so that it should become nice and rach, nice and moist and soft. Harbe. V'zehu noya t'chilam. So what's noya t'chilam? T'chilam etagna, v'yachach oifa, v'ikana, v'no, shloshim shemati. Rashi says, I heard all three different pshatim, how to explain the word rabba mitraka. Fine. Anyway, so according to one pshat, it's, he does three. Oifa mitagna v'oifa. According to the second pshat, he makes it very, very thin, like a nice pizza dough, very, very thin. And according to the third pshat, is he puts a lot of shemen in, so it should be noise, moist and soft. Okay. Back to our Gemara. Zokti Yimura, Tietzenoi, we had three more. Yeah, Tanan Husam, four lines in the back. Chavita Koyin Goro, Lishosan, Varichosan, Vafiyosan, Bifnim. The Doichus is a Shabbos. Lisha, of course, is the kneading, so when the Koyin Goro brings it, he brings it still soulless, which is the Mashmoy Saposik. Because the Pasuk says, Zeh Korban Aron Avana, B'yemi Moshe Choysoi, Asir So'ifa Soilis, you bring the Soilis. Only after that you put an Al-Machvas, Morbeches to Vienna, Tufine, No'o, No. So chavita kohen gadol lishasa and the lisha, that's the kneading. Varichasa and the forming that you form it into your shteil, and not the shteil lechem, into chavitim. Vafiyasa and the baking, that's all b'fnim, meaning inside the azar. V'doichas the Shabbos, even doichas Shabbos. You have to have chavitim every day of the week. Shabbos, you bake it and you do the lisha on Shabbos. Feiti menu ani midi, I would have thought you'd do it on Friday, for Sabbath Shabbos. Am ravuna tufinei teofen and no'o. It's got to really be nice, beautiful. The afilah miyasmal, it's from the day before, from Friday. Inchifa lo. What's the word inchifa? Rashi says, okay. Last line, nefucha beruach. It kind of gets blown up by the draft. In other words, it becomes already a little bit stale. It's already a little bit hard. It's not fresh. I don't have to tell you, fresh bread.
The lechem aponim that we bake erev Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah.
Why isn't that tocha Shabbos? It would be even nice and fresh.
I'm sure the Gemara brings a pasuk for that, right? Okay. And the Gemara, of course, it was miraculous that a week later it was fresh anyway.
Fresh anyway. Okay.
Exactly. But here you didn't have that miracle, so you went and baked it on Shabbos itself. No, the afilah miyasam inshvila. Freiti omaskul of Yosef. Aim in the kovish lebiarka. Maybe you should go and smother it with a bunch of yurakos, which is going to keep it from the ruach. In other words, like a modern day, why don't you put it in the fridge, or put it into a plastic bag, or put it into the freezer, that it should stay intact and it shouldn't lose its freshness. I have eitzes that you can go and do it on Friday and still keep it fresh. Right. So Yomar gives a whole bunch of answers. First, what's the lashon of teyase? We had this pasuk already before. The word teyase sounds like not tas or teyase. It should be neid. We have the same like b'moyada, you have the Kohen Pesach, right? So teyase fill b'tumah fill b'shabbos. That's exerus akasif. You don't chops. By Omar Makrotz in the pasuk soyves mincha tomid. What do we learn from tomid? So tomorrow harihi kim minchas tmidim. What means minchas tmidim? Every time that you bring the tomid shel shach and tomid shel bein abayin, since it's a regular oila, you also have to bring the minchas nisachim. And just like the tomid is doicha Shabbos, you bring it on Shabbos. You shecht it. You bring it. So that's doicha Shabbos. And the minchas tmidim, that means the minchas nisachim that you bring together with the tomid. All to doicha Shabbos. So just like that minchas. Tmidim Tomid is Doicha Shabbos. His Seidus Minchas Tomid is also Doicha Shabbos. One final teretz for today. Rava Omar says in the pasuk Al Machvas Malamish Tuuna Kli. It has to have a din of Kli, meaning the Kli Sharis. That's the Machvas. The Afilah Miyasmal. If he baked it from the day before, Ifsalei Belina. Oh, since you're going to be Mekadosh it as a result of if you're going to do it on Friday. By the putting into the kli and inside the oven and all that, it's going to become niskadish. If you're going to wait from Friday to Shabbos, it's a libelina, and that's why you bake it on Shabbos. Stop over here, Rabbi Yisai.
One second.
Have a wonderful day.